Tablik Tes Amid Beis, 2 lines from the bottom. Omar Rove, Pshita Li Mayim Al Gabi Mayim Hainu Hanachosom. The Trashi Hainu Hanachosom, Vimnotal Miktosom, it's called Munach, Vimnotal Miktosom Vahoitzi Havi Akire. So it's considered an Akire, because it was Munach before. We'll see the Lomdus is because it becomes one. Becomes one chelik with the Mayim HaNishorim, so it's called Munach, and Memele, it's an Akira. Ega is Algabe Mayim, Lav Hainu Hanachosa. Vim not lo Misham, Lav Akirei. Boy Rove, Ega is Bekli, Bekli Tzof Algabe Mayim Al. What if you have an ego is in a keli? So the ego is noch in the keli, but the keli is sof al gabi mayim. Mal, mi amrinen bosa ego is azlinen, vo nayech, aidume bosa kli azlinen, vo haloi nayech. Teiko. Now, Rashi is very interesting. When Rashi, we have the first Rashi we had learned and the second Rashi we had learned, that when Rava said, Haino hanachosom, so we would learn that we're speaking about that a person took some water and was meinich at al-gabei water. And it's called the hanoche. If a person put an egoiz al-gabei water, it's not called he made a hanoche. That's l'chayra we would learn. Rashi, in both cases, says, it's called the hanoche ve'im not al-miktsosim v'hoitzi yavi akira. Rashi makes a whole megillah. Rashi does not say kipshutoi. Rashi says it's called the hanoche ligabe if he makes an akira. And Rashi later also says that lav hainu hanochosom vim notlu misham lav akira. It's not called munach, so it's not called an akira. And the same thing we have Rashi dav heyomet bay. Rashi dav heyomet bay says Shemen al gabi yain, which we'll have the Gemara soon. Lin Shabbos nami have a kedava acha. Here Rashi doesn't say it, but wait just 1 second. Then Rashi daf heyam et beis shemen shetzof al gabi yain va'okar shemen va'itzi l'shusara. So we have in these 3 places that when the Gemara is speaking, is it called munach? Is it not called munach? So Rashi says, the Shaila is Lagabi Akira. So at first I thought, and perhaps this is true, the Stipler in Simen Ches takes to a Chassam Sefer, and that Hayim at Beit. Chassam Sefer doesn't speak about Rashi, the Chassam Sefer brings a Raivon. The Raivon says, that the whole Shaila, if it is called the Hanoche, Gabi Yain, Mayin Agabi Mayim, Egez Agabi Mayim, is only Negeya if you made an Akira. But if you made a Hanoche, it's Icha called the Hanoche. That's what the Chassam Sefer brings down from the Raivon. What's the Svar? It's very unclear what the Svar is. So the Stipler in Simen Ches brings a Chazon Yecheskel, and wants to say as follows. He wants to say that Lagabe Hanoche, since he puts it down and he wants to put it down there, so his Hanoche is Machshiv the Mokim. So that makes it for Hanoche. I want it to be here. So that goof is Machshiv the Hanoche. So then Egeis Lagabe Mayim will also be called the Hanoche. Lagabe Akire, so I wasn't Machshiv the Hanoche. So there, I'm just picking it up. It's there, so I'm picking it up. So there you need, it should be munach be'etzem. That's what he brings from the Chazon Yecheskel. That there's a chilek, hanoche, safil hanoche, koldohu is good since he's putting it down. So he's machshiv it for hanoche. Mashenkin legabi and akire, you need tak, it should be, you need a stronger hanoche. So lechaira, I thought from all these 3 Rashis, Rashi holds like the Raivot. And then I found the Rabbeinu Chananu is Mistama Chaylik. Let us see the Rabbeinu Chananu. Rabbeinu Chananu is on Daf Kufa Medbeit. Omar Rove, Pshita Li, He has a different gil, said the Gemara. Omar Rove Pshitali Zorak Mayim Al Gabi Mayim. Oy Sha'okar Mayim Mirishus Ayochid Nicham Al Gabi Mayim Bishus Arabim. Chayev. Vizuhi Hanachosam. Zorak Ayshenir Egeis Al Gabayim. Vitzov Al Gabayim. Lav Anochi Yupot. So the Rabbeinu Hananel says klar that the Shaila is that he's making the Hanoche, not that he's making an Akire from something that's Munach al Mayim. That he says, Zorak Mayim al Gabi Mayim, Oishok Mayim v'shus Ayochid, v'hinicham al Gabi Mayim v'shus Arab Chay, v'zuhi Hanochosa. So L'chayra, I wanted to say that it would seem there's a Machloikis Rashi in the Rabbeinu Hananel. Rashi holds like the Raivon, that the whole, it's only Negeya, if it has a Teiras Hanoche Legabi Akire, to be Machshevet for an Akire, but Legabi the Chiev Hanoche, Tzicha called Hanoche, and Rabbeinu Hananel learned to Divrei Rove Kipshutoi, and he learned that it's Negeya Legabi Hilches Hanoche also. It would seem like that. But I think when we come late in the Sugya, we're going to get into hot water. So, Beisach Nishklo. So this Mayim al Gabi Mayim is not so poshut. But the Vaila would seem from all these Rashis that Rashi holds like the Raiva. Shemen al Gabi Yayin. What is Shemen al Gabi Yayin? Machloikes Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri v'Rabon. This nan, Shemen shetzof al Gabi Yayin, v'nogat v'yoyim b'shemen. The shemen shel trume that was floating on yayin shel trume. The noga tvu yoyim b'shemen. Like this, the din is that a tvu yoyim is poisel as a trume. So the Tanakama holds like poisel elo shemen. He only passel the shemen. Why did he only passel the shemen? Because the shemen was mekabel tume from the tvu yoyim, and the shemen cannot be metame the yayin. Because the shemen is posel already, the shemen becomes a shlishi, and truma doesn't go further than a shlishi. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri Oimer, shneyem chibul zelozeh. They becomes one big entity, and some amela, so it's ke'ilu, when he touches the shemen, it's ke'ilu, he was negei abiyayin also. So we see that Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri holds that the shemen and yayin become chat. So according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, that would be considered a hanocha. So then it's just like mayim al gabi mayim. Let us see Rashi. This nan shemen shel trume shetzof al gabi yayin shel trume. Shem hochi nokat tvu yoyim. Vishum de poisel ve'enei metame. A tvu yoyim is poisel ve'enei metame. It doesn't make it tome. Hilkach loy posel al shemen bulbat. Poisel means it doesn't go further. That's the end. So Hilke Leposel Shemen Bulvat, the Lab Chibuhu Lemehevei Kechat. That the Tanakama holds, it doesn't become one entity. V'ilo have a Tomei, if it would have been Tomei, have a Metama Leile Shemen, V'Shemen Posel Leile Yayin. That's why Chapson Atvul Yayin, not a Tomei. Because a Tomei is a Rishin, so we'd make it a Shaini, and the Yayin would be a Shlishi. Shneim Chibuhu, the Havi Kechat. So it becomes one. The nifsal af ayayin. Leinyin Shabbos nami lerabbonon havaleke egis al gabi mayim. Rabbi Yechon havaleke mayim al gabi mayim. And it's called Hanoch. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omar Rabbaye, boyer b'shus harabim amuka asore urechov ha-shmoyne. We have a boyer that has the oimek of a reshus ayochet, and it has the double of the reichet, l'chov ha-shmoyne. V'zorak l'soicha machzeles, chayiv, and he threw a machzeles in the boil, so he's chayiv. He threw a machzeles in a reshus ayochet, he's chayiv. We'll see exactly what the chiddush is over here. Chilka b'machzeles. What if he put in the machzeles and he wanted to divide this boyer into two compartments? So now that the boyer has two compartments, so each compartment is less than dalad al dalad, is potter. So he's potter. Why is he potter? So Abaye holds that the silik mechitzes and the hanoche come bebasachas. And it is considered, he's not chayiv, even though it was a reshus hayochid before he was zayirik the machzelas, before he was chayilig with machzelas, but by putting in the machzelas, so the, it becomes ois reshus hayochid, so therefore he's pot. La abaye de pshitalei de machzelas mevatla mechitze, kol shkein chulye de mevatla mechitze. We had before Rabbi Yochanan had a sofik by chulye. If we had a boyer that was 10 tefachim and he threw in a chulye that was a tefach, so b'yichner asofik, if you say it comes b'bas achas, what's the din b'bas achas? If you say that he's chayev or potter. But upon him there was a tzad that he's potter because with the hanoch it becomes ois reshus hayochid. But the difference between Abaye and Rabbi Yochanan is, Abaye was speaking about something that a person is not mevatel, a machzelus one is not mevatel to remain there in the boyer. And a chulye is something that someone is mevatel to remain in the boyer. So now the Gemara says as follows. Le abaye de pshita le de machzelus mevatel mechitze. A machzelus, even though a machzelus, is not something that one is mevatel to remain in the boyer. Va'af al pikein. Le maisitz mesalik de mechitze saboyer. And now I say, that it is, that there's no dalad al dalad in the boyer, kol shkein chulye, the mevatel mechitze. So a chulye, you'll zicha say it's mevatel the mechitze, because the chulye he's putting into the boyer in order to make sure that it should remain there. He wants to stuff up the boyer, that's why he's throwing in this chulye tefa. Rabbi Yochanan, the mi boy le chulye, Rabbi Yochanan had a sofik afilo by chulye, but the whole suffix was only by chulye, because chulye, he's putting into the boyer, he's mevatel it to the boyer. Abu machzeles pshite the loy mevatle mechitze. Abu machzeles, he zicha holds that it's not mevatel the mechitze. That means, so poshet the Gemara saying, we have here amachloikis, Rabbi Yochanan and Abaye. Rabbi Yochanan only held when is something mevatel the reshus hayochid. When does it make it ois reshus hayochid if he wants it to remain there? Like a case of chulye. He wants to fill up the boyer with this tefach of the chulye. So then it makes it ois reshus hayochid. But a machzeles, the one is not mevatel to the boyer, he doesn't want that it should remain there. So then it does not affect the reshus hayochid whatsoever. It's still considered there's a reshus hayochid over there, even though there's a machzeles inside the boyer. Now, by Yehoza, fellow, he's not mevatel it, it also is mafkia the shem rishus hayochid. Let us see Rashi. V'zorak l'soicha machzeles, mishum seife noketle. Eis z'zorak l'soicha, it's poshet, mishum seife noketle. The boy lemei mecholke b'machzeles potter, l'ashmi inon, l'hanochas chayfetz, the silik mechitze ba'adodi potter. There he's telling us that there, when he put in the machzelos l'shem chaluke, so that is mafkiya the teiras mechitzes of the reshus hayachgos shilosh yadal dal dalit. Ahoche silik mechitze. Here there is a silik mechitze. The zil hoche leka albo, the zil hoche leka dalit. The botzelei oivi moke machzelos. The moke ma machzelos is mechaser. The shir of dalad al dal. Kol shkein chulye, the silik mechitze vadayu. The mevatelo, there he's mevatel the chulye. He wants that it should remain in the bayah. Le rabbi yoichenen, machzeles pshitalei, doloi mevatelo. Machzeles is poshe le mevatelo. Dinami amrinen, silik mechitze vanochas chavet ki adodi potter, afilu will hold that it is potter, Hoche chayet, the loy mevatele, hilkach lav siluk mechitzu. Therefore it is not a siluk mechitzu. The Rashba asks Akashe, the pashtus is that Abaye holds that even though he's not mevatel the machzeles to the boyer, so that means he has an intent to take out the machzeles from the boyer, afal pikein, it is mafkia, the teures, the reshus hayochid from the boyer, because now that it's there, so you do not have a mokim dalad al dalad, it divides up the boyer. Fragt doch der Rashba, so what is pshat in the first din of Abaye? Abaye said, Zorak l'soicha machzeles chayim. So he asks, the minute you throw in, it was omuk yud. So the minute you throw in a machzeles, you lost your yud. So why are you chayim? It should be potter. If Abaye holds, you don't need bittel. So therefore, the Rashba wants to say that Abaye is also moide without bittel. Without bittel, that it won't be mafkia the shame reshus ayochid from the bird. Zorak machzeles, this is the Loshna Rashba, she'enai elo lahatzno, just wants to keep it in the bird, enai mevatel mechitzes haber. So what is the din by Cholko? So Cholko b'machzeles, there Abaye was mechadish, shrei miskavenu lasois mechitzes. Now he wants to make a mechitza. That means now he wants that the boil should be divided and have two compartments. Is Rabbi Yochanan in Sviraloi, the ein dalkon shall briyot levatel machzeles beboil laseisa mechitza gemur. That is true, now he wants to make a compartment. But a person will not leave this machzeles there forever. Ein dalkon shall bries levatel machatzeles babel asoi soi mechitza gemure. Kayemes. Ulemocha hu osi lesalik. So zich it tomorrow, take it away. Now he wants a compartment. Now he wants to divide up the boil. But tomorrow, he'll zich it go and take it away. So that is the machloikas Rabbi Yochanan and Abaye. So it's Rabbi Yochanan held if there's no bittel li'oilom, so it doesn't affect the boil whatsoever. You need a bittel le'olam. And it would seem that Abaye holds that a bittel le'yoim is also called a bittel. Now I want a compartment. I won't leave in the machzeles that Shabbos I was speaking about. This Shabbos I want to make a compartment in the boil. So now I want it in the boil. Tomorrow I'll take out the machzeles. I'll need the machzeles for another purpose. So then I'll take it out. It would seem that is the machloikis Rabbi Yochanan and Abaye. It's very interesting. We have to be ma'ayim. There's a machloikis harishonim in sukkah that if you have a sukkah that is gavoya lemaila michof and you put korim v'kastos on the floor, that you want to make that the kakois sukkah should from that you want to raise the kalk of the sukkah in order that there should be less than chof ames from the kalk to the schach. So there is a machloikas rishonim need bittel le'olam or bittel le'sukkos or bittel le'shor. There is a whole machloikas rishonim. Is it enough that for sukkos this is going to be the floor? After sukkos I'll take it away. Or do you need a bittel le'olam? The way the Rashba says pshat and our Gemara al kaponim comes out legabi Shabbos, that is a machloikas Abaye and Rabbi Yochanan. That's how it would seem from the Rashba. For Omar Abaye. Boyer birshus harabim amuka asore rechova arbo meleya mayim. You have a boyer birshus harabim, and it's full with water. Vizorak l'soicho chayim. And he threw something into the boyer, so you are chayim. He says, the Ike Chiddush is, let's go a little further, meleya peiris. But if this boil was full of peiris, v'zorak l'soicha potter. My time, mayim le mevatli mechitzte. Peiris mevatli mechitzte. Eistis, so Abaye said a Chiddush, that what a boil is full, does that make it ois reshus ayochid or not? So it depends what it's full with. If it's full with peiris, so it loses the shame reshus ayochid. If it got full with water, so it's not mevatel the teiris reshus hayoch. Zogt Rashi, v'zorak l'soicha, mirishus harabim, midi denayche kigoin even, oimayim. Now this Rashi, leider, is not the way we started off. Rashi is talking about, Rashi had a different problem. Rashi had a problem. Very good. The mayim is not mevatel the teiris reshus hayochid. But Rashi had a kasha. Where's your hanoch? We had a whole sugi before. You cannot make a hanoch al gabi mayim. So that Rashi says one of two ways. Either he threw a stone in, some emela so it sunk, or he threw mayim in, and mayim agabe mayim is called anochas. That's what Rashi says here. And we had said before that Rashi holds like the Raivin, that by hanoche there's no problem. Afila egis agabe mayim is called anoche. So something is wrong someplace. So I really don't know which diyik is the correct diyik, but this Rashi lechayre vaistois that the Rashi holds like the Rabbeinu Chananel. So then we really have to know why Rashi in three places stressed when there was mafkir the pashtus of the Loshna Gemara and said it's not negeya the hanoch, it's negeya the yakira. Chayiv, v'leim rinin, kiven de molehu lehavi rishus hayochid, de mevatelohu mechitzis. We do not say that since it's molei, it's mevatel de mechitzis. Meleya peiris, potel. The bottle mechitzis, ke'ilu molua ofo. It is just like he stuffed up the boil. There's a chilek between mayim and peiris. Mayim loy mevatli mechitzte, peiris am mevatli mechitzte. What is the difference? So there's a meiridike machlekes harishayinim, a very interesting machlekes harishayinim to explain the difference between mayim and peiris. The Rav HaMagid, Perik Valad Alochech of Gimel, says as follows. Bechol dovo, she'odom mistakel v'roya b'soichoy, dinei kemayim. Whatever, talavdav kemayim, if a person can see the mechitzis on the koroi, talavdav kemayim, anything that you can see through, it is a din of mayim, lefisha mechitzis nekoris. As if it's full with peiris, so the whole mechitzis habayra not nikir anymore. But if it's full with mayim, you can see the peiris, so therefore, it is called a rishus hayochid. According to the Rav HaMagid, what if you have a boil full of glass? So also be chayiv. It's not only a liquid. Something that you can see through. If you'll have be full of glasses that you can see through. Or if you have dirty water that you can't see through, it's so the hagdore is not mayim peiris. The hagdore is if you can see the mechitzas boil. So it's not mevatel the mechitzes. So if you have the mechitzes, if you can't see the mechitzes abayel, so then you lost the mechitzes. The Piskei HaRid, the Tosfos Rid, and the Meiri say differently. The Piskei HaRid says like this: By mayim hachefetz shoykeya b'soichoy, the boir is full of mayim. So you throw in something. So what's going to happen? So the chayfetz will sink in it. The yoyrid lamata. So memele, that what the mayim filled up the boir, it did not take away the tashmish of the boir. The mayim is there, but I'll throw a stone. So the mayim is going to go out, and the stone will go in. So the mayim is not making that it should lose its shimush. So memele, Ucheila hoisa rikonis domi. So it's like it's empty. But it is not taking away the shimush of the boil. Zot the Tosfos Rid, is Amerika machlokes the Tosfos Rid in the Meiri. So the Tosfos Rid says, but what will be if we'll throw mashkin l'seicham? So it is mevatel the mechitze. Because legabi mashkin, that means if the boil was full of water, and now he pours more water, so the more water doesn't go in. So the mashkin that is in the boil is preventing a new mashkin to come in. So it matters what you're speaking about. Legabi achayfetz, legabi achayfetz, so the water does not prevent achayfetz from coming in. So the gabi achayfetz, it's ke'ilu ha'isareika. It's just like it's empty. The gabi mashkin, since there the water is able to prevent a new mashkin from coming in, so it's mevatel the mechitzas of the boil. The Meiri says, like the Tosfos Rid, that the chilek is between that peiris are mevatel, the tashmish of the bayir amayim is not mevatel, but the chiddush of the taisvis rid, that you look what he put in, das will on its table sein. So he wants to say, since legabi peiris, the tashmish of the bayir is still in existence, so memela, so it's considered the reshus ayochid afilu legabi mashkin also. The Lashon of Rashi, it would seem like the Tosfos Rid, because Rashi says, Mola Peiris Potter, the bottle Mechitzes Keilu Malua Offer. It would seem from Rashi like, not that you don't see the Mechitzes, that's not the problem. It's like, it's Eirishus Ayochid. Keilu Malua Offer. Rashi is giving a marshal. If a person stuffs a boil, So it's ois boyer, not a lomdish, you don't see the mechitzes ain't on the chorus, it's ois boyer. So Rashi possible to have his ois gewissen, that peiris also make it ois boyer. That sounds more like the Tosfos Rid. And then Rashi said, then the Rashi be a rai, if in Kainam and after Rashi be a rai, holds like the Miri also. Rashi says that he put, that he was meniach going even oi mayim. That Mayim also has a Teiris Rishus Ayochid, even though it was Moli Mayim from before. Even Lagabi Yamashke, it also has a din of Reikon. Tanya Nami Yochi. So now the Gemara brings a raya to the Yisod of Abayim. That Mayim Loi Mevatli Mechitze. It says in the Baraisa HaZorik Min Hayom LeIsratya. If a person threw from the yom to a schatia, to a reshus haram, to mina isratler le yom, potter. We'll see soon, the yom is a kalmelis. So, mamel, if you throw from the yom to a reshus haram, from reshus haram to the yom, you're potter because it's a kalmelis. Rab Shimon Oimer, im yeish bemokim shezorak, omur kasore verochav arbo chayiv. Rab Shimon says, if in the yom you will have a place that is omuka sore verochav arbe, so you'll be chay. Let us see Rashi. Tanya nami hochi de mayim loy mevatli mechitze. The yisayid of Abaya we see from Rab Shimon. Min hayom lishratya, mikamlis reshus harab, mpoter ishratya, hushratya reshus harab. Rab Shimon oimer, im yesh bayom, b'mokim shezorak gumer miyuchedes levado. You have in the yam, you have a gumer miyuchedes. Amuka asore rechove dalet. Reshus hayochid la'atzmei. So this is a reshus hayochid. Leihavi kishar yom. It is not like the rest of the yom. Af al gav di yam nami omuku. Now let us explain a few things, then we'll come back to this Rashi. Rab Shimon holds that, like a baye, that mayim loy mevatli mechitze. So let us ask a pertinent question. So why is it that a yam is a kamalus? Before we speak about the boyer in the yam, let us speak about the yam alone. Why isn't the yam a reshus hayochid? The yam has mechitzes, it's a tremendous cavity that has mechitzes around it, and it's full of water, so fine, so it's full of water. So mayim le mevatli mechitze. So the Mishnah Brura, in Simen Shimem Hei, Sivkot Mem Ches, brings a machloikis, the Mogen Avrom, and the Meiri, why a yam is not a reshus hayochid. The Mogen Avrom says that even though the yam is a tremendous cavity, but the shipua, it gets deeper on a shipua. That means it doesn't go straight down yutfachim. It goes on a very small slant. And we're going to have later that if you have mislakit yud mitoich dalad ames, so that is a din of a oimik yud, a goiva yud. But if there's a greater slant, it's a more gradual slant, so it doesn't have a teiris mechitzes yud. So the Magen Avraham says that the reason the yam is not a reshus hayochid is because it doesn't have mechitzes, because the slant is too gradual. That is the Magen Avraham. The Meiri says a different reason. Because the mechitzes are choykeis zu mi zu miyot. They're very far away. The einon mitstalfois lasois masha b'neim rishus ayochet. Since there's a tremendous richuk between the mechitzes and the mechitzes hayam and the toich, so memele it does not have a din of rishus ayochet. Now, I saw the Nesiva Shabbos, he brings down that the Ramban in Erevin says this Svara of Mechitzas Rechoikis only applies to a Mechitza Ha'imed Me'eleo. A Mechitza Nasa Al Yedei Odom, even though it's Rechoikis Harbe, does have a Teres Mechitza. That means if China is surrounded by a wall, so China would have a Din of Rishus HaYochid, even though it's Rechoikis Harbe. He brings a shail in this. That's why, so we have two reasons to understand why a yam is a kamalus. Now, before we go in, back to Rashi, what is this machloikis of Rab Shimon and the Tanakama? As the Tanakama was soisim, azayrik min hayom lisratye, so you potter, because a yam is a kamalus, so you potter. Rab Shimon says it depends. If there's a boyer in the yam, that's omok yud v'roch of dalad, you're chayim. But no, it seems the Tanakhama holds you a potter. So the Rashba asks Akasha, so what is the Gemara bringing a garaya, tabaya, tanya, namihochi, Rab Shimon oimer shkoyach? Rab Shimon says that you're chayim, but the Tanakhama says you're a potter. The Tanakhama did not differentiate. If there is a boyer, if there's not a boyer, he said stam. Hazirik min hayam liisratye, the Tanakhama says, you're potter, so by stories, the Tanakhama holds that mayim avatli mechitze. So the best teretz that the Rashba says, and he brings this from the Ravid, that is not the machloikis, the Tanakhama and Rab Shimon. The machloikis of the Tanakhama and Rab Shimon is, Ravid says as follows, since the whole yam is a kamalus, v'hamayim, and now you have in this tremendous yam, you have in one place a indentation of yud tzvachim, that's reichav dalit, but this mokim is covered with the kamalus. This mokim is covered with the mayim shel kamalus, the kula yam kamalus. V'hoyil v'hamayim tzofim al piv, the mayim of the kamalus is covering this bayr also. V'arei hakel kemokim echot. So that's the svar of the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama holds that this small mokim in the yam, since it's completely submerged in water, so that is mechaber to the rest of the yam. It's called one big yam, one big kamalus. It is not choylik rishus b'fnei atzmoi. So all the time, if you have a flat piece of earth and you have a small boir in there, so it's choylik rishus b'fnei atzmoi. Here, this is a mokim ahiluch, this is a boir, it's different. But here, since it's the hamayim tzofim olav, the whole thing is covered with water, so then that makes it that it's not choylik rishus b'fnei atzmoi. And memele, so everything is called a kamalus. And that's the machloikis, Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon says, no, it is chaylik rishus b'bnei atzma. But agavuchet, there's another shayla kodit Rab Shimon. Ay, mayim mevatli mechitze. So we see from Rab Shimon that mayim is not mevatli mechitze. And now we'll let's go see again the lashon of Rashi. Rashi is also seems to be saying like this. Rab Shimon oimrim yesh b'yam b'mokim shezorak. Gumim miyuchedes levado amukas orachov adalud rishus ayochid laatzma. So this becomes rishus ayochid laatzma. V'loi havi kishar yam. It is not like the rest of the yam. That seems that's how the Rashba, that's how the Rashba and Ravid lo mshar na gemor. That is the chiddush of Rab Shimon. O memeile shamini vid Rab Shimon the maim lemavat lemechitze. That means that is not the machloikis the tanakam Rab Shimon of maim lemavat lemechitze or not. The machloikis is if it becomes bottled to the rest of the yam. Now, agavulcha, we see for Rab Shimon the maim lemavat lemechitze. That's what Rashi says, afal gav di yam nami omuku, Rashi vavtarai noch avolto. Rashi says, v'lehavi kishar yam, hafal gav di yam nami omaku. I don't know exactly what Rashi wants to be moisif with hafal gav di yam nami omaku. V'lehavi kishar yam, maybe Rashi means the raivitz for, I don't know, it's soften. The yam nami omaku. This, I don't know exactly what Rashi wants to be moisif with this chiddush. But it would seem that Rashi holds like the Meiri, not like the Mogen Avrom, because according to the Mogen Avrom, it's not called Omuk. I mean, it's the problem is it doesn't have mechitzes. It's not, the yam is not like this boyer. Avagav the yam nami Omuk. But exactly what Rashi wants to say over here, it seems this would be a sibe, the amkis of the yam would be a sibe to make that this boyer is not a Rishus Hayoch. Let us see Taisvis. Peiris mevatli mechitze. So Abaye said that Peiris is mevatl the mechitze. Vim toime umayshon idveilo shmeine, damrina leel, the loy mevatli. We hear that veilo shmeine is not mevatl. And we said that it doesn't become part of the koisel. We said before that it does not become part of the koisel, it become part of the koisel, so it become ois reshus haram. So there would be a shaila, why is the zayrik chayev, because with the zrike it becomes ois reshus haram. Yishloimet the dveila enei a medes kol kach leiz batel shom be koisel. So it won't remain there to become part of the koisel. K'moshe regilin levatel peiris beboyer ke'ein tvue. It would seem Taisvus means to say, phrase, that this will fall off. The peiris, the tvue will remain there. The boyer is used to store the tvue. This is aimed to remain a long time. This is not aimed to remain a long time. That is one teretz of Taishus. Inami devele dover muetu v'loy mevatlo. Devele is a dover muet, so it doesn't become bottle to the kaisel. Avo boir mole peiris oichetshoi mevatl reshus ayochet. Since this is either the whole boir is full of peiris, or half of the boir is full of peiris, so that's mevatl reshus ayochet. V'hu adin degaren echot eidover muet le mevatl reshus ayochet. Now Taisus wants to say the chilek is how much is mechuse. That means eidover muet if he's not mevatl it, so it's like not mevatl the shem boir. Here it's speaking about that the loiv of the boir or half of the boir is mole peir. So here we see if a boir is mole peir, so it becomes ois boir. How are the peiris memayit the boyev oma bepeik chaloin? Kol dovor hanitel b'shabes, something that is permissible to be metaltel in Shabbos. Eini memayit, so filu it, it filled up a charitz, we'll see soon. So it's ki'ilu, the charitz is empty, it is not memayit. Since it's possible to take it out, so it's considered that it's not in there. You say that our Gemara is speaking about, Abai is speaking about Peiris Tevel Sheini Nitl B'Shabbos, he's not allowed to take it out. But since this is something that is Nitl Min HaTorah, the Hilchos Mux is only the Rabbanan. So why are you potter? We had a klal called Dover Hanitl Einay Memayit. So since this is Nitl B'Shabbos, so why is it Memayit the Teiras Boyer? For Oymeri, so Taisva says a psagavaldik echidish. The Mina Teira Memayit Kol Dover. As long as you have something inside a boyer, something that's Memala Acharitz, it's Memayit. Even though you can take it out, when you can take it out, it's in the boyer, so it becomes Eis Rishus Hayochet. Midarabonon who the gozru, the dover hanitol einem emayim. The Rabbonon said, something that one could take out is midarabonon, it's keilu we took it out. Abu mina toire, it's there. So Taisva says, but this will understand the lashon of Abaye. He says, Abaye said, azayrik lesoichai pota. Abaye did not say one is permitted to throw into it. Why? Because midarabonon, since it's a dover hanitol. So since this is a dover hanitol, so midarabonon, it has a din like a rishus hayochid. Midarabonon, we reckon kilu, it's not there. So memeil azayrik lesoichai is also lizrik lesoichai midarabonon. Because midarabonon is, since it is a dover hanitol, so it's einim emait. Midarabonon is like an empty boil. Min ha-teire, was geht mir an, that it's a dover ha-nittl, min ha-teire, a dover ha-nittl is also a mayim. Lohochi loikoma muter lizroik besoichoi, a lokoma ha-zoirik lesoichoi pota. Mashmi di sura da rabon an ike. So Teisves made up a ganze cheshbin, that the Gemara and Erevin is speaking about midine da rabon. Midine da rabon an, a dover hanitl is ki'ilu it's chosar, ki'ilu it's not here. Midine de'eraisa, a dover hanitl is, we consider it here min ha'teire, so memela, so that is, so min ha'teire is considered mole, midarabonon is considered chosar. Now Taisva says, a gewaldike chiddush, v'afilu b'charit shebein shnei chatzeres, omru de dover hanitl, Einei memayit, afol gav v'have lekule deloy osre yadodi. So now Taisva says, it's a gewaldike chiddush, which Taisva says, muchach tasei l'shitasei. The Gemara in Erevin speaks about such a case. You have two chatzeres, one opposite the other, and there's a cheritz beineihem, and there's a havdola beineihem. So that means, if we'll consider the cheritz as a dover hamavdol bein beisa chatzeres, so memele, each one is permitted to be metaltol in his chotzer, because since there's a hevdol between two chatzeres, you don't need an eruvi chatzeres over here. That means your chotzer is bazunda, my chotzer is bazunda. If there wouldn't be an hevdol, my chotzer opens up to your chotzer, and your chotzer opens up to my chotzer, so memele, then we need an eruvi chatzeres. If there's a hevdol in between, you don't need eruvi chatzeres. So the Gemara says in Erevin, if you have a charit shebein shtei chatzeres, and you're memaled with peiris. So according to Taisvis, so what is pshat? So min ha-teire, it's not considered one big chotzer. So since it's considered one big chotzer, so you should need a ruvi chatzeres. Midarabonon, since it's a dover hanitl, so we consider like the charit is still here. So if the charit is still here, so you don't need a ruvi chatzeres. So Taisvis says that the Rabbanon said, Ke'ilu, it's not here, and even if it'll be Negei Akula. Since Eruv Echates is only a Rabbanon, so we take it on Lekula also. We say, Midarabonon, the Peiris are not here, and if the Peiris are not here, so there's a Charitz that's Mavdol both Chatzeris. So Memele, there's a Charitz that's Mavdol both Chatzeris. So Memele, they're allowed, so they don't have to be Ma'are. Aval Gav Aval Lekula, Dloy Osre Yadot. Avol tzas kosh. Taisva says, this cheshben that I'm saying, min ha-teire, adover hanitl, is called, considered a milui. Midarabon and adover hanitl is not considered a milui. The Gemara brings a raya, maise, albay, shemilu, tevin, davalinyan, oil, deyaraise. The Gemara is medame this to a shayla of a deyaraise. So Taisva asks, mayin shmit leitzach al-sinai, midaraisa adover hanitl is also considered a stime. We're only saying this midarabonon, and bayi shemilu tevin is negei legabi yatuma diyerei. So that is Taisvus kasha according to Taisvus pshat. And the etzim kasha of Taisvus, the Ramban says, a very gishmak eteret. What's Taisvus kasha? Taisvus asks, the Gemara says in Erevin, that if you were memalit with peiris, so memele, since it's a dover anitl, it doesn't help. And by us it says that it's mevatel the teiris rishus hayochid from the boyer. So the Ramban says as follows: peiris loy mevatli lemehevi inhu mechitzis. That the peiri should become a mechitze does not. To make from two rishuyis one rishus that peiris cannot do. Aber mikol makim leinyan rishus Shabbos mevat lemechitzes da amik yud v'rochav dalet da amik yud v'rochav dalet binen and mechitzes nikaris binen v'hochelekin. So the lechayre the Ramban means to say as follows: by a boil you need mechitzes nikaris. You have to be able to see the mechitzes. It will sound a little bit like the Rabba Magid. So if you fill it up with peiris, now the mechitzes are not visible anymore. So memelu, you do not have a rishus hayochid. So a negative koyach peiris zicheher. Ma she'enken yevevacharitz bein shtei chatzeres. So be'etzem the chatzeres are muvdo. They're separated. There's a charitz there. So in order, you want to create a chibul. You want to make a bridge with the peiris. Not you want to be mevatel the mechitzes. You want something positive over here. Since there, but over here, all you need to do, if the mechitzes are boir, are not nikir, so it's ois rishus hayochid. So that the peiris can also do. Basher usham, it is not nikir. Zogt the Mishnah weiter. Hazoirik arba ames bekoisel lemailo miyasore tvochim. A person throws on a koisel lemailo miyasore tvochim. He's in the rishus harabim. Kezoirik ba'avir. Lemato miyasore tvochim, kezoirik ba'oretz. Na zoirik ba'oretz arba ames chay. A person is zoirik arba ames ba'oretz is chay. Zogt the Gemara v'holoi noch. So Rashi before says, what's shot in the Gemara's kash? Azeirik arba ames bekoisel. So Mestama, there was a rebound. He was Dalad Ames away from the Koisel. Rashi l'shitosi is gewaldik that speaking about Dalad Ames mitzumtzumis. So he threw it on the Koisel, and the Zicha was a rebound. So it was noch teicha Dalad Ames. So Lamaisi did not throw something Dalad Ames. It's noch teich Dalad Ames. V'holoi noch. Speaking about a dveila shmeina, so it's noch chutzla daladamas on the kaisim. Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav Chiye, zorak lemailo me'asore. If he threw, in the Mishnah we had, azorik arba amis bekaisel lemailo me'asore, you are potter. So he said, Zorak lemaila miyasora, v'holcha v'nocha b'chul kol shehu. And you will have, there's a small hole in the koisel, lemaila miyasora. V'onu l'machloikis rameye v'rabona. So memele, if it'll be chayev or potter, it's told in machloikis rameye v'rabona. L'rameye d'omachoikikin lahashlin mechayev. According to the Rameya holds, if you have enough area to be chaykik, and if after the chakike you'd be mashlam the shir, and you have enough with what to be chaykik from, some emailers, so even though bepoil you weren't chaykik it, there's a din of chaykikim lahashlam. So here's a din, keilu you were chaykik, dalad dal dalad, and that chul. And it's lamaila miyut, so here's a din, he was zayrik lishus hayochit. The Rabbanon domem ain't chaykikim lahashlim. The Rabbanon hold that what there is enough area to be chaykik, that's not sufficient. If before you want chaykik, you do not have a chur of dal. So memele, so it does not have a din of rishus hayochid. Loi mechayev. Tanya nami hochi, zorik lamaila miyasore, v'holcho v'nocha b'chur kolshu, Rabbi Meir mechayev, v'chachomim poitra. Zot Rashi. Rameya verabonon de ifligu bechaykikim lahashlim beperikame de yume ubeerebe. So there it is speaking about, let's just bring down the case what the machlekes Rameya and the Chachamim is. The machlekes the Rameya and the Chachamim is that you have a archway, you have a kippah. And the kippah is as follows. The first three tfochim of the raglei kippah of the archway are dalit tfochim apart. So the male that has a teres pesach. Later the archway starts getting thinner and thinner, so till yud, you do not have, it is not dalit, it's not a reichiv dalit. So male does not have a teres pesach. So the chachomim hold, you're not chayim mezuzah, because it doesn't have a teres pesach. Rav Meir holds, since you could be chaykik, you have a very thick mezuzah, so you could be chaykik in this archway and make it gavoya yud and dalit. So Rav Meir holds, since there's enough makim to be chaykik at Pesach there, so we're done keilu you were chaykik already in its chayv mezuzah. Rav Meir don't be chaykikim lahashlim b'makim sheyesh kedei lochik. If you have Mokain, that it's possible to be chaykik. There's this place on the sides to be chaykik from. Hochechay, the royin achu, ki ilu hu arba. The royin, like this chur is arba, so it becomes a rishus ayochit. Zuktaisvis, vaholcha v'nocha b'chur kolshu, b'chur mefulish airi. It is speaking about a chur mefulish, that it is pasuach to the rishus ayochit. Taisvah says, and Avzayin Amid Beis, we just mentioned the Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara in Yuma says that when did Rav Meir say Choykikim Lahashlim? If the first three tvachim of the kippah, the first three tvachim of the archway were Dalid tvachim wide. So now, but the rest of the kippah is not dalet tvachim wide. So you have seven tvachim that is there's less than dalet tvachim between the two sides of the mezuzah. So there, Rav Meir says, since three are already dalet tvachim wide, so we continue. Chaykikim lahashlim, so we say the other seven is also keilu nechkiku. Aber von die Gemara weist is over there. What if nothing would be dalet tvachim wide? Everything will be three tvachim wide. But you can also, if you want to get someone to hack out, you can hack out a pesach. There, Rav Meir did not say choykikim lahashlam. Choykikim lahashlam is if a chelik of the mokim was nechkak already, but it is not in ganzen nechkak, then Rav Meir holds choykikim lahashlam. So therefore, Taisvah says that it is speaking about as follows, that inside the chul was dalet dal dalet. And but when it went outside, it got narrower. So there, that's pshat and taisus. Bechul mefulish airi. Not that you have to make the whole chakikim. V'hai chaykum lashlein l'shav yimokim dalet. And taisus says, Navzayin is amazed. It's speaking about that in the inside it was dalet already. So now we want to make it on the outside dalet, because he threw it from the outside. So according to Ramei, you say chaykikim lahashlim, and according to the Rabboni, you don't say chaykikim lahashlim. Amar Rav Yehuda Amarav, Tel HaMislakeit Asoro Mitoich Arba. If you have a tail that a slanty mocking, that it is getting while it is going further, it is getting higher. A hill, Tel HaMislakeit Asoro Mitoich Arba. That means from Arba Amis, from the Haschole, you go arba amas further, so this area is 10 tvachim higher than the beginning. So it reached a goiva yud mitoich arba. V'zorak v'noch al gabot. And he was standing in the beginning of the tail. And he threw something on top of the tail. Chayim. Because that mokim is a locha of a rishus hayochim. Let us see Rashi. Tel amislakit shuhu medrein. It is on a slant. V'hoylech umislakit ma'at ma'at. And it gets taller and taller. Ad shemagviya yud mitoich daladamis. It becomes high yud mitoich daladamis. Harei hu ki'ilu zokuf kuloi. So it's equivalent even though it became gavoya yud through a shipua. So it's equivalent as if it would have been an omut. Fava reshus hayochid b'mokim goivoy. ואם זורק מרשוס הרבם, הסטנינג מרשוס הרבם, ונוח על גבוב חי, ודווקא נוקעת מתויך דלדמס, דאי מתויך חי, if it became גבויה יוד מתויך חי, that means it's a much smaller שיפור, הרי הוא כשאר רשוס הרבם, דניחת השמישתי להילוך. So then, if the slant is a more gradual slant, so then since it's nichetash mishtei, so it's not called muvdul from the hiloch harabim, so it's called a reshus harab. The Sfas Emes asks, so Rashi says, if the shipua is more gradual, so then it is a reshus harab. If the shipua is not as gradual, I mean, if it's a stronger shipua, it's a reshus hayochid. If it's a gradual shipua, it is a reshus harab. And Rashi is medayik this from the Loshon HaGemara. So let us now see the Loshon HaGemara. The Gemara says, Tel amislakit hasora mitoich arba, Vizorak v'noch al gabov chayiv. So Rashi was medayik, davke asora mitoich arba. But what if it is asora mitoich chamisha? So then, vizorak v'noch al gabov, you won't be chayiv. In fact, it's fast emes, it's not emes, because Rashi says it becomes a reshus harab. He says, if Rashi would say it's a kalmelis, It's not a reshus hayochid because it's a nichetash. It's not a reshus hayochid. It's not the equivalent of machitza yud. But he would say it's a kamalis. So memele. So it's very good. So vizorak v'noch al gabov yopota. But if Rashi says if it's a more gradual shipua, it remains a reshus harabim. So you also chayiv. Because he was Zerik Tal Damas Peshus Arab. He was Zerik Tal Damas, he's standing in the Rishus Arab. And he's Zerik on that Mokim, that's Gavoy Ayut. He's Zerik on the Mokim, that's Gavoy Ayut. So it's not a Rishus Ayochid, what is it? It's a Rishus Arab. So he also Chayiv. The Ritva, when the Ritva brings down this din, he says that he was Zerik Teich Tal Damas. That's what the Ritva says. So it comes that it's not Lamais, it's not the same tzir that the case of Chiyav is. The case of Chiyav is he was Zayrik Daladamas because it first became a Rishus Hayochid by the Daladamas. And here he says he was Zayrik Teich Daladamas. Now, the Sfas Emes Klerz HaShayla, how do you measure the Yud mitoich dalet. Do you measure? We're talking about. We have here a triangle. Do you go with the base of the triangle or with the hypotenuse of the triangle? How do you make dalet? Do you measure the dalet going up with the shipua? That means it has to be dalet going up, or it has to be dalet going this way. When do you need the goiva yud? You need the goiva yud from the bottom of the karka, from the shipua. She says, from Rashi is mashme, you go with the shipua. It has a klor in Rashi, what the Rai is about, the Ritva says klor, that you cheshben with the shipua. You cheshben with the shipua. So could be, this would be a teretz, I'm thinking out loud. Could be this would be a teretz of the Sfas Emes' kasha. If you cheshbon with the shipua, so the shipua of dalid is before it's dalid this way. That means so it could be legabi the din zayrik dalid ames bershus harabim. Could be you don't cheshbon with the shipua. The zayrik dalid ames. I don't know if I'm right or wrong. Could you be zayrik dalid ames bershus harabim? You go with the way the bottom is, where the base is. So Mamela, you don't Abu Lagabi here, you need when it comes to when you went Dalit Amis on the Shipua, you need a Goiva Yud already. So Mela could be a peretz on the Svashemes is kasha. So the Gabi Zoyrit Aladamas Bishus Arabim, you're not chayiv al Zoyrit, even though it becomes a Rishus Arabim, because it wasn't Aladamas yet. It was called Teich Talad. But the Gabi Rishus Ayochid, if it became a Rishus Ayochid, so you're chayiv al Zoyrit, Mishus Arabim, Rishus Ayochid. Tanya Namihochi. That what? That if you have Mislaket Asoro Mitoich Arba, that is a din of a Rishus, it's called like it has a teres mechitze. Tanya nami hochi. Movi sheshovu lesoichoi. By the Pesach hamovi, you have a movi, is a mokim with three mechitzes surrounding it. But you need a tikin beruach revi. What if there's no tikin beruach revi? Movi sheshovu lesoichoi. The Pesach hamovi is the same level as the whole movi. V'nase medrein l'rishus harab. But now, the rishus harab is not the same level of the movi. That means, if you want to go from the Pesach HaMovi to the rishus harab, you have to go down a medrein, you have to go down a shipua. V'nase medrein l'rishus harab. Or the other way around. Oy shove l'rishus harab. The Pesach HaMovi is shove l'rishus harab. But in order to go up to the rest of the Mavoi, you have to go up a hill. Is Oisei Mavoi Einei Tzorich Loi Lechi V'Loi Kaire. You do not need a Lechi or a Kaire, because this Shipua is equivalent to a Mechitze. So that means in the beginning of the Mavoi, you have a Mechitze Yud. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel Oimer, Tel ha-mislaket asoro mitoich arba, v'zorak v'noch al gabov chayev. So Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel says this din, mamish the din that we had before. That Tel ha-mislaket is chayev, Amar Rabbi Yudah Amar Rav said. Now the shayla is, so the Gemara is bringing a raya from Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. So the shayla is, what did the Chachamim hold? So the Ritva says, the Chachamim also made the Chachamim Gamliel. Rabbi Chanina Gamliel is chaylik on the Rabbonin. He holds that by a Mavui, even though it has a Teres Mechitze, you need a Heker also. So therefore, Legabi, to make it a Rishus HaYochid, that's the Machlokes. To make it a Rishus HaYochid, it's Zichabika, he has a Teres Mechitze, to make it a Rishus HaYochid. You'll need a heker beruach revi. In the Chachamim hold, if it's sufficient to make it a Rishus HaYochid, so it's called a Mechitza Revi, is you don't need anything beruach revi. Let us see what Rashi says. Zogt Rashi, V'nase medrin l'shus harab, sh'yikar kamovi gavoye mikar k'rishus harab. Rutzach shapei eitzal pischoi l'tzad rishus harab. Oy shoy yeshav l'rishus harab, nasa medron l'soichoi. Shoy rishus harabim govoya mikarke, shoy rishus harabim govoya mikarke amovi. Knisis amovi nami min ha-pesach l'fnim govoya kekarke rishus harabim b'roichev amo yichetziyama. V'ach kach unasa medron l'tzad doifen emtsoi. So then you go down to the Movi, he says, the Movi is lower than the Rishus Harab. Oisei Movi eini tzorech lechi, da oisei goyve shebetzad ha-Pesach, havalei mechitze, afal pi shehu meshapeya v'oilach. There is a teres mechitze, even though it is going b'shipua. Zog te Mishnah Vayit, zorak l'soich dalet ames, a person threw toich dalet ames, v'nizgalgul chutz l'dalet ames. And we'll see in his galgul was that the ruach blew it chutz l'daladamis potter, so it's potter chutz l'daladamis. He threw something chutz l'daladamis when his galgul l'soich daladamis, and it ended up teich daladamis. The wind threw it back into the daladamis chay. So this is the interesting paradox of the Mishnah. In the first case, even though it ended up Daladamis from where he threw it, he's potter. The second case, even though it ended up Teich Daladamis, is chay. Let us see Rashi. Zorak chutz l'daladamis, v'nizgalgul chay. Loi shenofa l'oretz, Not that it fell down chutz l'daladam. It's in kele tzricha l'meima. It's yishe koyach. He threw something chutz l'daladam. It's in the meira anoche. Ela sheruach gilgaltoi min ha'ave l'seich daladam. That the ruach pushed it back. So therefore, he is potter. No. The ruach put. No, I'm picking his chayv. I'm sorry. As if it was noch boretz, it's zicher poshet yischayim. No, it was not noch boretz, and the ruach pushed it back. L'seich d'alvames fafal pikeni yischayim. Frekt the gemore v'holoi noch and the seife. Why is he chayiv? L'maise never was noch chutz l'daladames. The wind pushed it back toich d'aladames. So why is he chayiv? Amar Rabbi Yochanan v'ushen noch al gabi mashu. Let us see Rashi. V'holoi noch, chutz l'dalet, v'amai ozlinen basro. So why do you reckon with his rike? He took it through chutz l'daladamas, but never landed chutz l'daladamas. It was blown back. So the Gemara shenoch al gabi mashu. She'omad k'tzas, v'achekach nizgalgo. V'hu adin imo chastoi. So it's speaking about that it hit, let's say, a bump, and then it went back. That's a taichnis galbu. V'hu adin imo chastoi haruach ba'avir. Lav davke it hit something. If the ruach, it was going, and then the ruach came, and it stopped for a second, v'kvosoi miyat, v'achekach ichnisosoi, v'choshiv nami hanoche im b'soich gimelu. So if it was soich gimel la'oretz, and it stopped for a second, it has a din ke'ilu noch, and he'll be chai. Zog the Gemara, Tanya Nami Hochi, we learned a bereis like this. Zorak chutz l'daladamitz, v'dochfosoi haruach. He threw it chutz l'daladamitz, and the ruach pushed it back, v'chnisosoi. V'af al pi shechoz revotziyosoi, and then the ruach pushed it back again, potter. Because al kaponim, his maisa never made anoche. Ochastoi haruach mashu, but what happens when he was throwing it out chutz l'daladames? So for 1 second, the ruach held it bimkoimoi. Af al pi shechozro v'chnisosoi chayev. So then it's considered that he had made a hanoche, that's considered keilu noch, as a hanoche mashu toich gimel has a toiches hanoche. So even though later it was blown back, the din is that he is chayiv. V'dachfosei haruach bo'idoi ba'aver, he's potter. Ochastoi mashu haruach ikvosei bimkoimai me'at, haruach held it him. So the halacha is that then he's chayiv. And if it pushed it back, he's potter. Omar Rove, toich gimel rabbonon, tzorich hanoche al gabi mashu. Vosak Rashi, L'Rabbonon de Pligi Olei de Rabbi Kiva, B'zorik Meshus HaYochid, L'Shus HaYochid, L'Shus HaRabim Be'emtza. The last look, Klute Kemi Shehunche. The Rabbonon did not hold Klute Kemi Shehunche. L'Teima B'Soich Gimel Moide, don't say that by Toich Gimel, and there's a Svar of Lobo, then you say Klute Kemi Shehunche, Allah filo Toich Gimel Nami Tzor Sheyonuach. Vim ova reshus harabim kula, person was zerg meshus hayochid, reshus yochid, reshus harabim, potter, he's potter. The nafkemina nami, that's one day. Another nafkemina will be, lezerik daladamis, a person is throwing daladamis, uchshebol anuach, and it's about to rest on the ground in the reshus harabim, vigia le toich gimel, and it came toich gimel, nizkar shigigosoi. He reminded himself, oy vey it Shabbos. Ad shaloi noch, potter. Kedemrinim v'bas nisen, ad shay tchilosei v'soif ha'shkoge. In order to bring a chatos, so during the whole process of the chilo Shabbos, the whole process of the maloch has to be ha'shkoge. V'loimrinim ad shaloi nisker ha'v'loi munach. We do not say that since it was toich gimel, it has a loch of noch. So what is Rav saying? Rav is saying, according to the Rabbonu, o'chelik Rav Kive, afilu toich gimel, it does not have a din noch. Yosef Mereime, v'kamala lohoshmaitze. So Mereime said over the shmaitze of Rove. Amalei Ravina le Mereime, Lav haynu masnisen. I said, what are you telling me, Rav? That's the Mishnah. Va'omar Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan said, on the Sefer we said that Zorik Chutzl Dal Damas Nizgagel Vaseich Dal Damas Chayiv, and Rabbi Yochanan asked, follow noch. Va'omar Rabbi Yochanan, Hushan noch agabi mashu. So Memele, so we see, so what do you tell me from Rav? Rabbi Yochanan said this. Amalay misgalgul kamet misgalgul ain saif elanuach. Avol haikim in the saif elanuach. Avol gav the loy noch keman the noch domi kamash malo. Zogt Rashi lav haynu masnisin the tony chutz la arba amayis venisgalgul chayi. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan v'hu shenoch. That's dafke if it was noch amashu. Holoy noch loy. Midaloy ukmer Rabbi Yochanan kein shabal esayich gimel. So weiss is for Rabbi Yochanan, if it's bal esayich gimel, you need it should be noch. So what is Rav telling us? Rabbi Yochanan said this already. She says, misgalgul kamru. Tova sheruach migalguloy ba'avil komar. So that's true. You need, if it's in the hands of the avil, so fashteitzer, without anoch it called do, it's not called noch. But over here, kivin the soifoy lo nuach, here we're speaking about Rav said that someone threw something in the Daladamas and it is about to fall. And it will fall in a second. V'nizkarat shaloy noch, neime kemunach domi. Here I think you do say kemunach domi. Do soifoy lo nuach, ukvar bole soif gimel. So Rav is telling me a bigger chiddush. I feel it with soifoy lo nuach kan, and in the soif gimel, you also need anoch al gabi mashu.